Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. It's not about gaining authority. Rather, the authority should be for Islam. Taliban took country's capital, Kabul, and enters Afghan presidential palace after Ghani flees. Al Jazeera, the 15th of August, 2021. In accordance with the agreement signed at Pugwash Conference in Qatar, the United States left Afghanistan's Bagram airfield after nearly 20 years by shutting off the electricity and slipping away in the night without notifying the base's new Afghan commander. Then Taliban entered the presidential palace after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country amid the Taliban's rapid advance, which saw the group capture 26 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals in less than 2 weeks. It is likely in a few days Taliban will form a new government and establish an Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan as it was during 1996 to 2001. During the Pugwash Conference in Qatar, Taliban signed an agreement with America on withdrawal of American and NATO forces from Afghanistan and attempted to characterize a new political picture to the international community. It is noted that since 2015, Pugwash has organized a series of meetings and consultations with a range of Afghan groups and individuals across the political spectrum to promote dialogue and the exchange of possible ideas toward decreasing violence and conflict inside Afghanistan. The U.S. has mobilized many of its puppets in the region and the Arab world, including Pakistan, Uzbekistan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and including Iran, to pressure the Taliban to accept the U.S. conditions in the peace talks. During those conferences, the Islamic Emirate of Taliban committed to respect the freedom of expression, women rights, good relationship with neighboring countries, and international community in terms of mutual respect. Moreover, they accepted to honor the Pagan Organization of the United Nations, the neutral Islamic conference, and international law, which do not contradict Islamic and national views according to their perspective. Moreover, the U.S. intends to create distance, disparity, and even hostility between the Taliban and non-Afghan mujahideen by announcing ideological conditions that mujahideen must separate from Al-Qaeda, conform to a secular constitution. Afghan soil should not be used against the U.S. and its allies. These conditions in the agreement explicitly implies that the non-Afghan mujahideen should not operate in Afghanistan. As a result, the Taliban are forced to cut ties with Al-Qaeda and other armed groups, and they should not be allowed to operate in Afghanistan. The Islamic Emirate of Taliban pledged as they are not going to harm other countries and nations, nor they permit others to utilize Afghanistan for their own profit. It needs mentioning that due to Taliban's political ignorance and their deep passion toward military campaign alone have helped America and NATO to utilize them as a device for the war they had started against Muslims. The Taliban are in the level as like our Prophet ﷺ, who was offered big promises in exchange of dismissing the call for Islam in Meccan period. Our Prophet ﷺ not only rejected their proposals but also insisted that he would call for Islam or die for this purpose. We are hopeful that Taliban should learn lessons from the seerah of the Messenger ﷺ and shall not be trapped to the hand of kufr under the pretext of peace offered from America. The Taliban needs to understand that the U.S. has no real intention of bringing peace in Afghanistan because it is trying to interrogate them into democratization and westernization process in Afghanistan as what was done with the Northern Alliance and Hekmatyar's Islamic Party. It is conspicuously comprehensive from the aforementioned facts and pressures that this process in reality is merely a political conspiracy to break up, weaken, and surrender the Taliban, on the one hand to end the longest U.S. war in Afghanistan, which cost $2 trillion, and on the other hand, to help the U.S. to effortlessly achieve the goals which it has been unable to accomplish over the past 20 years by means of war. Today, the vital issue for the Muslims is the reestablishment of a single Islamic Khilafah Caliphate state, which will organize jihad against Kufr invasion, cutting of all ties with the countries that are actively fighting against Muslims, and the replacement of the puppet rulers and regimes in the Muslim world. The formation of mere Islamic Emirate will not resolve our vital issue, and it diverts the Muslims from serious thinking of the establishment of a single Islamic Khilafah state, and thereby the concept of Emirate is only assisting the West in the process of preventing the establishment of a true single Islamic state which will govern the affairs of the Ummah by the noble Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Taliban should understand that the ideas and concepts of Islam and the systems of ruling, politics, economics, social, education, and all others are all complete and ready for practical implementation in the Islamic State. Hizb ut-Tahrir has developed a complete conception of the Islamic life under the Khilafah state and adopted a draft constitution of the state of 191 articles derived from with the correct ijtihad from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and sources they refer to Ijma' al-Sahaba, consensus of the companions, and Sharia qiyas analogy. We call upon the sincere people of power in Afghanistan to join hands with Hizb ut-Tahrir and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory to those who give nusra to Islam.
في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم.
The whole matter rests with Allah before and after victory, and on that day the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayy 4 and 5. Hashtag Afghanistan. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Hamid bin Ahmad.